me down.
No, it's great because you
that was a good comeback for my age.
But it's nice because you grow them in there, you have to keep building it up, and then when you're ready to harvest, you just pull off the tires, and then you can harvest the potatoes, and the next year you just do it again. I'm sorry, I'm probably speaking.
Well, we haven't started yet, so yeah, okay.
Yeah, and that's the tidbit. I'm liking that.
All right.
I cheated. I bought a tater digger.
You have to be sure to cut the rim out because you can't collect water inside.
Gotcha.
Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting. Monday, March 8th, 2021, 6 p.m. First item on the agenda is how to grow potatoes. Do we have anybody in the audience that would like to add to that conversation?
Yeah, Tyre, are you signed up to speak?
Yeah. I'd like to add to it. You can grow them in tires, but they taste kind of rubbery.
Okay. Next with that, Scott, would you please be able to establish a quorum?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Tom Holman.
Present.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Roger Haynes, Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogle. Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer.
Is present.
Devin Huff.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Thank you. Scott, would you please give an explanation of meeting procedures?
I'd like to welcome you to the March 8th, 2021 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. There are no public hearings scheduled for tonight's meeting. The Planning Commission agenda has one concept hearing and then review of code amendments under new and old business. So there will be no public hearing procedures without the public hearing.
Okay, perfect. With that, we'll move into review and action. We have the February 22nd, 2021 meeting minutes. Any additions or corrections?
Part 20-38, it doesn't have who seconded the motion.
I did fix that actually,
so I don't need it. No, we went back and had her fix it, but I think your packets were already ready.
It is fixed,
but we can fix it with the amended minutes.
Okay.
I make a motion to approve February 22nd, 2021 minutes with corrections.
Got a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Got a motion and a second. All in favor, raise your hand and say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Minutes are approved. Public hearing and final vote, none. So we will bounce right to concepts, which is Brown Family Trust proposed Welcome Center and Two Crosses located at 5801 U.S. Highway 160.
Case number 21-01, applicant Carrie Brown with the Brown Family Trust is seeking Division 3 approval to expand the images at the cross on an adjoining 13-acre parcel located west of the current Images at the Cross property. This project that is currently Images at the Cross was originally approved on May the 21st, 2008. So if the Taney County Planning Commission would approve, this would be your staff report that we'll read in the public hearing, but it's the same for Division 3. Our parcel is here. Right here is the current property. You can actually see the shadow of the cross right here. It's a different shaped parcel, but our parcel coming through for the Division 3 approval sets right here to the west of it. So since this is coming, I put this in here. I don't want it to confuse you. It's not part of your decision, but it's part of what we probably need to look at. So the proposed zoning maps, we took a copy of those. The pink highlighted one is the current images at the cross. Then you have these white, which of course are A1. This is the RV one that you approved for the RV park. This is the nightly rental, multi-use, sports complex, but it's currently proposed to be zoned as NR1, and that is the Little Heroes Park. And then, of course, these down to the south are C2. The yellow is R1 for residential. The big lots here in blue are RR1. So these are what is proposed to be zoned currently around this parcel. Remember just zooming in on the parcel. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicant for any questions you'd have. I know he's working on a proposed layout of how some extra crosses would be placed on the property in a gift shop, et cetera.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So you want to just add some clarity of what's being proposed?
The original 18 acres that was images at the cross didn't have any direct access except by a 45-degree hillside going up the narrow strip. And in order to, you know, do the construction of the cross upon that and remain on our own property, is probably looking at about $750,000 just to build the road to get up there. And it was very, very difficult and arduous to kind of get it in that area. So we saw that the 13 acres next door, shortly after we went through planning and zoning, came up for sale. And it was originally part of the 93 acres, but it was split off originally by the original owner. And much of it had been mined out. A lot of the dirt had been taken out. It was actually a mountain. And as I understand, most of the dirt went underneath the country mart here in Forsyth from that. It was sold by the previous owner. They left a lot of rock and protuberances, and I've talked with Scott several times about it since we did arrange to purchase it. The intention was that we were just going to go ahead, and you can see where the cross is on the top leading edge of the actual property. So we're right next to what that boundary was, so it just made sense for us to go ahead and invest in this to get more acreage. Bring in a parking lot and then use that as a staging area to actually build the cross, so we didn't have to come up this very, very steep side here. So that's kind of, you know, the behind the scenes of what our thinking was at the time. It has direct access with a very, very gentle 5-degree slope to this. This is mostly flat. This is all still rough, but, you know, our purpose is we basically like to you know, continue to work with this property, which was left in a really, really rough kind of shape from the previous owner, get it more usable for ministry, and basically put our welcome center in this area so that we can have restroom facilities for visitors. We are a nonprofit. We basically invite people to come. There's no charge or cost for them to come, so we're free. A free venue for the city of Branson and for Taney County. And we want to continue to basically be open for ministry work and do outreach mostly to the visitors who come into the city. 80% of the people come down to US-65 because of Branson. So we're kind of the northern gateway. But we had wanted to, plus we now have the largest cross in North America here in the same area, we wanted to go ahead and, you know, people may build a larger cross somewhere else, but we thought, you know what, if we've got this triangular section set up, we could build an additional second cross and a third cross, and that would also kind of be something that would be a blessing to Branson because nobody would have three that were that size. So that's kind of where we're going or where we'd like to go. Our initial thing, though, is to
basically allow us to get initially a welcome center in here with restroom facilities and be able to actually be there for people. And then later on expand in these other areas.
So the crosses would be the same size?
Yes, sir.
We would like to get permission, and since the major hurdle was, you know, getting permission from Taney County, and then obviously getting permission from the FFA with them, or with the FFA having this, all three of them being in the same area, we figure it would be pretty simple to get that. So, and since Taney County has already permitted us to build it to 220 feet. With the original one, since we're on the same property or centrally or right next to it, you know, we figured that it would probably be relatively easy, or at least arguably easy, to ask them for permission to do that. We may end up coming back later on after the second cross is built, and what we learn from building it, we may want to build the third one in the back since it is farther back, a little bit taller, because of, you know, when you're looking at it from F Highway, the perspective, you may have the center cross a little bit lower unless we do something to lift up the earth there or we build it a little bit taller. So I may come back to you and ask for permission to do that at a later time. But at this point, asking for what basically you've already given and having it in a relatively small geographic location, I thought it would be best to just come back and do it that way.
And the original approval for the three crosses was on the initial parcel?
Approval for the height and the set-off variance for that cross is on the original parcel. This one, Scott indicated to me that we would have to come back and request permission for the Welcome Center, but it took us 8 years to get this. So that's why I'm coming back now. And at the time, we had not... You know, we were focusing on the first cross. The first one's always the most difficult one. Now we feel confident that we can, with building and with design, that we can actually build a second and third cross and have it be, you know, have it be better than the one that we originally built.
Oh, our parcel lines went off of there. So the history of this that I found in the past was that they owned this parcel in 2007 and made application to the Planning Commission for this cross. And it was actually denied by the Planning Commission due to the height restriction. And at that time, he appealed to the Board of Adjustment, and that's the May 21st, 2008 approval to a 200-foot high cross for only this parcel, because that's all they own. So then, as he stated, they purchased this after. So this parcel is a blank parcel. It has no kind of Division 3 approval or any past approval that would allow the crosses to be put. Again, he's going to have to make application to the Board of Adjustment for a height variance. Part of your... you could approve it, but when you do that, his height is only going to be for like a monument, or I can't remember in the book, but I think it's 75 feet. Because originally this was going to be a museum where they actually go into the cross. It was going to be the museum. So he's indicated that he would seek the variance for the height difference and ask for the 220 foot like they approved for this one.
Any other questions?
You probably don't have any kind of a time frame at all.
No, I don't. I would have thought that when we got permission to build the cross originally, that you know, I would have liked it to have been the following Tuesday. But this one, I think that things are going to accelerate when we do get a welcome center available, because right now, I mean, there's literally no building out there. So having restroom facilities and having a place where, you know, people who come and visit Branson can actually pull off, and again, it being a free venue, being able to, you know,
have this place available for them where there's clean restrooms and a place where that they can visit for a little bit and kind of see what we're about. What